It's now my pleasure to welcome to the microphone Liam Hauser. Liam is the journalist with the Moreton Sentinel newspaper. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Will you tell us what we can be expecting to read in our paper this week?
Sure. The lead story this week is about a Morayfield resident named Janice and her guide dog, Keegan. Keegan was selected as an Australian Dog of the Year finalist, and even though he was not crowned Australian Dog of the Year, there's still a very interesting story about the impact that Keegan has had on Janice's life due to the battles that Janice contends with. In other news, the Greater Caboolture Chamber of Commerce chalked up 1 year and marked the occasion in style with a celebration at Health Hub Doctors Morayfield. There were light-hearted moments, but there was also a serious side to the occasion with a focus on mental health. Coming up this Saturday is a free movie in the park, which will be staged at St Eugene College in Burpengary. The movie will be screened from 7pm, although people are asked to arrive between 6 and 7pm, as there will be face painting and a sausage sizzle on offer before the movie starts. In sport, the Stanley River Wolves and Caboolture Snakes under-8 rugby league teams took to the field against Redcliffe Dolphins teams last Sunday night. These games were curtain raisers to the Dolphins versus Gold Coast NRL pre-season contest. Check out what some of the junior players had to say about the experience. Also in sport, girls from 11 to 17 years of age are encouraged to give rugby union a go in Caboolture. From 5pm next Wednesday, the Caboolture Rugby Union Club will stage a come and try session. And lastly, the Caboolture-based Spiders Boxing Club had some award wins at a recent ceremony at Parliament House. So check out the newspaper for details. There's also plenty of other items in this week's Moreton Bay Sentinel News. This is Liam reporting for 101.5 FM.